The Sentai Review, Episode 77, O-Ranger Mecha. All right, welcome back to the Sentai Review. It is time to talk about oh red, oh blue,
oh green,
oh black.
There's no black.
Oh shit.
Oh no. 1995 O-Rangers.
But before that, we got to do that website thing. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Alright, so, that's. So anyways, 1995, and we gotta kinda jump into this, so you want this?
Shane, what's your name?
Oh, I can say this one.
Yeah, give me a second. Let me see. Oh. Nope.
And that is Shane Fails to Butcher Names. That's our new show. This one is the Bara Kendama Robo. It's very tiny to see on our big-ass TV because the resolution sucks.
Whoa.
It is this bullet head with... Holy shit. Hold on a second. Wait. That's a bullet-tipped head with that stupid cup and ball shit.
This is one of the villain's robos.
This is a villain robo.
One of the villains is in control of this robo.
It's got a barrel, legitimately a barrel chest, and it's also got a cup and ball for the chest.
Remember, this is O-Ranger. We are dealing with a machine empire. They can build robos.
Okay, I'm just going to step in real quick. This, to me, outsider's perspective, looks like a fucking robotic dildo. That's all.
Okay. Look. Hold on. I got to get my bearings here. They dealt with a type of machine empire. Now, I don't believe... I have seen, legitimately, three episodes. The first two, and then, like, the one where the Gold Ranger shows up and he's all Bruce Lee and the bad guys. And from what I saw,
I think so.
These guys were, like, part of a government organization that assembled to fight this invading force. And I don't remember getting too much information in two episodes, to be fair, but the Machine Empire, like, invades Earth. It doesn't have that stupid fucking name, by the way. But they invade Earth, and then we have, like, this Air Force type of thing that gathers, and there's a pyramid underground. Like, I remember because they're centered, like, they're in a military base, and then they go underground. And then there's, like, this glowing pyramid thing that, like, gave them their power or something.
Because if I'm wrong, and I probably am wrong, if this one isn't the one controlled by the machine-ish empire, I know that there was, like, two or three of them, so...
Well, he's a weird barrel, cup and ball, knifing, gun man.
Yeah.
Next. Oh, that fucking
It's
hurt.
A concept art of the...
Does that make him better, Shane?
It's more colorful, but...
You like that? Is that nice?
The fuck is up with his legs?
like his legs?
Seriously, it's robotic a dildo.
You like him?
Look, I can't get that image out of my head now.
Is that your favorite?
Shane.
See by chance ultimate? Like, how does he measure up to the... Like, if you were to take a Daisujin, but if it was, say, the very greatest Daisujin, like, the most ultimate, like if you had an ultimate Daisujin, How would this guy measure up against that?
I just had an aneurysm.
Okay, moving on. Same next.
And the aneurysm just got worse.
Oh, my God!
That would break the ball?
Well, I guess he popped his own cherry.
Mmm.
Bill is currently also having an aneurysm. I just... I'm so desensitized with how long this week at work was. I'm just going to say, let's move on.
It looks like he has to pee.
How did we start the show like this? Usually we get one or two images before we have a fucking breakdown. Look, this show can only get better.
Yes, yes, I'll agree.
I don't know. It could always progressively get even worse and then maybe better.
Maybe this is a Halloween robo.
And what the fuck is on the side of his head?
A metal tree?
So, Bill, sometimes when a metal gun has to eject a bullet. Innuendo!
Good night, folks.
Next.
I want to apologize.
And we're back. We're done.
We're done with this fucking guy. Yeah, we are sorry. I'm doing it. First, I think this might be the first actual solid zero I've ever given on this show. I'm sorry you had to see that.
I want to apologize.
Are we all in agreement then, zero?
Zero.
Zeros, yes, but I want
to... Okay, good, zero. Then I don't even need to do shit. This motherfucker got a zero, moving on.
It's like, hold on a second, let me do the math. Oh shit, the calculator broke, it's zero.
Because you notice how I didn't even say anything for that guy? Yeah.
Red puncher.
Hold on, Shane, go ahead.
I just want to apologize to all the robots that came before that one, and I said were shit. You guys were ultimate.
In comparison.
Red puncher.
Okay, this thing.
Okay, there's the Star Zeo guy. I remember
is this
that.
The Zeo Ranger stuff?
Yeah, yes. These were the Zeo Rangers.
Okay, so much better. So much better. This thing looks awesome.
He's got Gatling gun hands.
Yes, he does.
That's okay.
Got a big star on his
punching
head.
And shooting. Little bulky, but I can live with that.
He is a puncher.
He looks like he can still move, though.
Well, you know what he reminds
me
of?
Them boxing gloves
you know what
on,
he reminds
so
me of? He's as if, let's say you took gun cannon and heavy arms and modified the two to be one unit.
Or just Japanese when he does the machine gun punch.
Neo America from G Gundam.
Yeah, we already made fun of that guy in a previous episode.
I wasn't here for that, so just do that now.
We made fun of
him. Hold on a second. Rewind back to that episode. Insert joke here. And we're back.
Yeah, that probably won't happen.
Yeah, we made fun of Puncher Max guy. Next.
Yeah. Some schematics and stuff.
Okay.
He has a turbine in his shoulder.
Gotta punch hard.
Yeah. Next.
What is the toy?
It doesn't look bad.
I don't hate that toy.
It doesn't look horrible.
What the hell does that thing on its chest do?
A fast forward button.
Or
a release button.
For the moment when you need to shoot and or punch fast, please flip the switch on the chest plate in front.
Go to sleep, go to sleep.
I like how he has to, like, this toy literally has to ask the bad guy, like he's getting his ass kicked and he's like, oh yeah? How about you flip this switch right here, see what happens to you.
Will it make the pain go away? It'll make it faster.
Next.
Oh, yeah!
Air fist bump.
Next.
This is a Gundam hanger.
So, back to the machine gun punch bot. Yeah, this kind of solidifies it, doesn't it?
Next.
Another toy.
More of that fast forward button.
And now it's in the center. What the shit? Oh! Wait, did his arms extend down? Is that what that does?
Why would the switch in his chest allow his arms to...
I don't know.
I don't know about
yeah,
that.
Cause
something's weird about that switch.
Hey, somebody
switch
push him.
Back.
Somebody push him because look what's behind him.
Oh, shit. His feet are like... fall down.
Maybe that's to fire all those bullets out of his wrist.
I actually think it's a different reason. Yeah. He combines with the Megazords. I think it's the Megazord. And if I remember right, the back of his heels clip on and then his hands go behind him, remember? And they act as shoulder cannons
okay.
for the other Zord. Remember that?
Okay, yeah.
And I believe that's the reason his legs are all weird.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Say,
that makes sense.
Because it's the toy, it's meant
maybe
for the
that
Zord.
Switch controls something on his back that kind of like clips him into...
Yeah, it's possible.
Actually, yeah. Sense. Yeah, that would make more sense because then he can hit the switch and then like do like the shooting deal for the... Yeah.
Next.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, another... Oh, yeah.
Next. Oh, no.
No, that's
a big, bulky
no.
drawing.
Just that's a bad artist.
Every
rendition.
Time I see the picture of him, my mind automatically goes to Gutsman for some reason.
Well, he is a big, bulky guy, so that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Gutsman was pretty fat.
Yeah,
big.
That's
why. He's like, I'm a big construction guy. Yeah.
Next. crotch shot for the robot. That's good.
Oh, so we're on crotch shot of Akira Toriyama? That's what's going on?
Raditz.
Next.
And we're back.
Okay, we're done with this guy.
All right, Bill, start off.
Oh, man. 2.3. I'm not overly impressed, to be fair.
Nick?
Apparently somebody didn't turn their shit off. No fucking clue.
That sounds like it's coming from... Oh.
Hey, that's not mine.
Whose phone is that?
My phone is in the pot.
We have a random phone ringing in the studio.
One second, please. This phone belongs to probably one of your girlfriend's friends.
Okay, yeah, we have a friend over. Yeah, okay, that makes a little more sense.
Say,
yeah, because I was lost as shit for a second. We were like, what happened?
Random phone ringing.
So anyways, go ahead and finish off this.
Good.
Nick, what was your score? I'm sorry.
I'll go with the 2.5. It's pretty average.
I'm going to go with a 2.4. You know, just... It's cool, but nothing special.
I kind of agree with the 2.5.
Yeah, I'll go with 2.5 as well.
You were the hater this time, Bill.
Yeah, I did, I guess.
2.44. So he's not
okay,
terrible.
Okay, we're going to go on to this here Sky Phoenix.
Okay, it's a bird. It's a phoenix.
It's a bird?
Yeah, it's a bird.
I mean...
It's a bird.
Plane.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a giant fucking phoenix. It's going to shoot Superman in the head and then
Next.
Do nothing.
And then here's some pictures of different angles of the phoenix.
Kinda.
And it's a bird.
It looks like the Falcon Zord if the Falcon Zord was a phoenix.
And if it sucked. Next.
And there's the toy. And the toy is very lame and basic and boring.
I think this is something that befalls most of the bird toys.
Yeah.
Just to argue for a second, the pterodactyl kind of looked stupid and shitty.
Yes, it did.
Crane did.
Crane looked really bad.
The Falcon looked good.
The Falcon did.
The Firebird didn't really look that great.
No, it was...
The Phoenix is probably one of the only birds I can think of that looked cool.
Yeah, but these also had to transform too, so...
Right, but that's all the birds had to. So it doesn't change the fact
that
all the birds
get hurt
by this.
The best bird that we've seen.
I might like the Firebird. Firebird and Phoenix might be the best birds. Firebird had wings, and they wrapped around to become the dress part.
Yes.
For the samurai, and it looked cool. I was okay with it at best. But
the Falcon,
the crane, and all these other birds that have kind of come, a lot of these birds look bad.
They do. I mean, it's a bird. And birds, you can only make a bird look so cool.
I guess.
It's a bird. I mean, yeah, this is a phoenix, and, you know, that's a really awesome-looking bird, but this
but
is...
But it's not. I'm looking at it,
not
and it's not.
And you know, if you... An actual picture of a mythical phoenix looks cool. This, on the other hand, does not look
like,
cool.
If you could pilot Jean Grey, you'd be into that.
Yes,
but, I mean...
I don't know. I think I'd rather ride that Harley.
But, I mean, if you're piloting
right. I would be in that.
just saying, there's a difference. There's a slight difference.
But, right, I mean.
Next.
And done.
We're done with this bird, too. Wow.
Bill, I'd like for you to start off again.
I just did two.
Two. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll say a two also. It's kind of meh.
1.5.
You would have to be different. Two.
I'll go...
2.5 to fuck him.
2.2.
Damn it!
God, suck it.
1.94.
Grand Taurus?
Grand Taurus. Only two.
Oh, this one's going to be quick as shit.
Yep.
He's Taurus.
He's a bull. He's green. He's
with his tiny little feet.
The Mastodon had a problem
and a tiny
like that,
tail.
Too.
No.
They're hooves, Shane. He's like a giant bull.
Look at my hooves.
He is.
Look at my hooves.
He is a bull. Not. It's tiny little hooves.
Next.
And.
Look at that tiny little picture.
Oh, no.
Look at the tiny little hooves. Look at that shit.
Well, not for you guys. Yeah, for everybody watching the video, that's not tiny. But for us, it started out really
tiny. Look at how small they are. He's like tiptoeing everywhere.
His hooves look more like stilettos.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately, just look.
Yeah, they are.
Stiletto hooves. For that, you know, night that you had to dress all slutty.
It's a bull. Bill, it's a bull.
Shit.
Is that a one?
Clever.
Shit is not a score.
Well, no, technically shit's a score because that's what we gave the first guy.
Look, I'm not impressed so far by any of these. So he gets a... He's better than the first guy.
Everything is better than the first guy.
I'm just saying.
You can't go lower than a zero.
Which is why this episode...
We're not going into the negatives.
These robots are really good.
I'm giving him a 1.5 like I did the last one.
Yeah, I'm 1.5.
I'm giving him a 1.25. Yeah, that's right, Seth. Do some math.
Okay, hold on. I got to do it with the thing and the deals and the... All right, I'm going to give him a 2. He's still kind of average to me.
I'll give it a 1.7.
The thing and the deal and 1.59.
Moving along.
Dash Leon?
Okay, I like this. I like this. Look at this.
Yeah, I'm digging this already. Yeah. Friggin' Egyptian gold-plated lion.
Oh, yeah, yes. This so far is the coolest looking one we've seen so far. It's a sphinx.
But there's that stupid bird
mine
up
is,
there, too.
Wait, mine is... Oh, no, it's technically got the wings, I guess, on the back.
Yeah.
It's a sphinx. That's exact... I mean, wasn't Zeo kind of Egyptian-esque looking?
Yes.
Yes.
So this
well,
is
like
a,
I said, if you look at their costumes, they're...
Hieroglyphics.
Their thing on their costume
yeah,
the is kind
of
a hieroglyphic.
Thing.
So this is... this. So, yeah, this
and
is...
And then when you see the King Ranger or Pharaoh Ranger or however you want to... say, I've heard people call him the Pharaoh Ranger, but then I believe when I was watching the show, when he showed up, he calls himself King Ranger.
Isn't a Pharaoh a king?
Yes.
I mean,
if you want to get technical, yes. They serve about the same purpose.
So, this is a sphinx. That's the best
I wanna say,
description
lying.
For this.
I want to say, and like I said, they get their powers from some weird glowing pyramid in the actual show.
Okay. Not the Zeo crystals, obviously.
Yeah.
This thing is awesome. Like I said, it is a...
It's a lion.
It's a golden blue lion.
With the cannon on its fucking forehead.
Yes, it has cannons on its forehead. That gives it more points.
Next.
Here's the toy. Oh.
All right, look. We've seen worse toys.
Yeah, we have.
Let's swallow a little bit of our jaded, rangerish... problems.
This thing is so...
Look, we got to be honest with ourselves
average.
For a second. We got to be honest with ourselves for a second. As you see more and more and more material, you do gain a form of jaded response.
Yes.
This does happen. It happens in gaming. After a while, you're only looking at negative, and you're always like, I miss everything that was before. And you do it in music, and you do it in movies. Everybody does this. They kind of fall into this jaded territory. This is not a bad toy. I would have played with this. It doesn't look any worse than those Zoids that were out.
I used to play with the Zoids, actually.
That's what I mean.
Okay. This thing's got a shit ton of bling, too.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Maybe like, that's why
like
I gave it the response
60%
I gave
of this thing is fucking shiny gold color.
That's probably why I gave it. I gave my response was, ugh.
Now, does it look better on the show and in the art?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. But I don't think this is... We've seen some really bad toys.
You mean like
Shane.
The previous...
Yes.
Yeah, like a bear with a hand up its ass.
Exactly.
Nothing. Yeah. Yeah,
and think about the last line. The lions are doing okay. So far we've had two lions. Both of them are okay.
Somehow lions
I might
just...
like. I think I like our thunder...
Lion.
Which wasn't actually a thunder,
Wild
but you
Force.
Get the idea. I liked him better, but this guy's pretty cool.
Well, so far, out of these entire Rangers, this is the best one so far.
If I had to compare all the Zords we've seen so far, I'd say he's better than the first one.
They were all better than the first one.
I don't know. That first one had a thing to it.
It had too much things to it.
Next!
And then here's the better. Here's what it.
Different angles.
That looks cooler, actually. Look how that.
That's the way it looked like in the show, right?
Yeah.
Yes. That's awesome looking.
See, I'm completely cool with this.
This thing is. If they told me, "Hey, Shane, this is what you're going to pilot," I'd be like, and I would look at everybody else's and be like, "I'm okay with that."
Yeah.
I got the better one.
See, if I was stuck with the Phoenix Sword, I would have been like. As I was flying off into battle the first time, I would be screaming at whoever the hell is running it, going, please don't let them make shitty toys about my unit.
I'm probably at a 3. This is the most basic. He's kind of cool. He's got his flaws, but he's just cool enough to overcome those flaws.
Oh, yeah, I was going to give it a 3 before you said anything.
I'll also agree with a 3. I mean, yeah, the toy was gaudy as hell. But at least in the show...
Some of these things don't transfer well to toys.
But it's like, at least in the show, the gold color and everything, you could tell it was gold, but it wasn't like, BOW! Gonna drop a rap album next week, bitch!
I'll go with a 3 as well.
Oh, well then, shit, that's easy. 3.
Okay.
Yeah, you are... Congratulations,
yeah,
Lion. You are the best so far.
This is one of the few that we've all been able to agree upon.
Dugu Launder? Dogu Lander?
Oh.
Lander? Something?
It's a Dalek.
What the fuck?
Exterminate?
Why in the name of fuck is there a Dalek in my Power Rangers?
There's a...
Hold on, everybody, hold on. For the viewers at home, let me do something to help explain Bill's current mood on this.
Bill is... Bill is Picard face-palming right now.
Bill, it's a Dalek.
And now
double face palm?
Bill.
No, he just took off his glasses side, and now he is Max and relaxing in the Max
Bill,
and relaxing.
Congratulations,
chair.
Doctor Who has now invaded Power Rangers.
Oh, no, say it out loud, Bill.
I ain't got nothing to say.
Next.
Oh, look.
Still more Dalek.
It's got a chain to
pull? Oh!
It pulls something.
It come out of his nipples. Those are his nipples.
Next.
Chain, but anyway, yeah.
Huh.
Actually, now it doesn't look like a Dalek. Now it looks like that tiki guy from my Shin Megami Tensei game. That little tiki idol guy.
No, this picture right here. The one that's facing us.
Yeah.
Now that I'm looking at it, if anybody's ever watched Time Force, part of that reminds me of the fucking robotic owl. You see it?
Yeah, I can see it on the top part.
Yes,
of it.
That's exactly what it reminds me of.
Especially
the
eyes.
Tiki guy. Great, now I'm going to have to research.
It's
Bill, take
a
over
fucking owl looking thing on a body. I can't even explain what I'm seeing.
It looks like, from the side view, a goddamn giant boot that's trying to go goddamn rollerblading and roller skating at the same time. It can't make up its fucking mind because that's how goddamn stupid it is.
Well, obviously, this is one of its legs or feet. So,
yeah, because your foot really needs cannons, yes.
You can never go wrong with too many cannons.
Yeah, you gotta fire the everything, remember?
Everything.
No, no, fuck you, fire the everything is reserved for shit that it can actually say, fuck you, fire the everything. Not some goddamn retarded blue piece of shit.
You know, after the last one, I thought we were moving up, like, oh, they might get better because that line was so cool. Huh.
No.
Wishful thinking.
Is there a next?
No, it looks like we're done with this.
We're
okay,
with this
cool.
One?
Bill! Bill, what do you give this thing?
0.5.
Oh.
Damn, hating hard.
Well, it's a it's a Dalek.
Kinda.
Well, I'm looking up the name of the thing, because I'm trying to remember what the hell it was. Because I know that thing looks exactly like one of the personas you can summon.
Whatever, one. Who's next?
What do you got, Scott?
Two.
I'm going to give it a one.
I'm going to give it a four to piss off Bill.
Are you being fucking
serious?
No,
I'm kidding. It's a two.
Okay, good, because even I was going to keep
you really
you in the
think
dip.
I'm actually going to do that?
Yes.
Oh, look.
1.3.
It's the other
the
leg.
The Moa loader.
Moa loader.
Oh!
It's the other leg.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Zoom. I have to see the picture. It's too small.
Hold on, because Bill's being a bitch. This one's got a cannon for a face instead, though.
That's the plunger thing. Oh, wait, no, that's the plunger's on the side. My mistake.
Boop. Next.
It also has...
Yep, this one's also...
The other leg.
A weird thing. And then next.
Next.
Okay, just give it the same score.
Give it a one. Flame.
Okay, so yeah, the 1.3 or whatever for that one, since it's the same exact fucking thing, only that one at least had missile launchers on the fucking side. Woo.
O-Ranger Robo! This, I'm going to look forward to a lot more than some fucking Daleks in my Power Rangers. Oh, look, I love him to death. He's the best fucking thing ever after seeing one of the worst fucking things ever.
I know that Zero was terrible to look at. You don't. You
I guess the Dalek is a little bit.
The
better
Dalek is
than
infinitely better.
Enemy.
Infinitely better than what we saw before.
Yeah,
sure.
Compared to the first one, I'll agree with that. Yeah. It is infinitely better.
Yes.
By comparison, it's
a little
like making
bit better.
A comparison between being shat on
somebody
or being
a hater up in this.
I am. I'm sorry.
Somebody
I'm
don't like no Doctor Who in his.
It's got
Rangers.
Nothing to do with not liking Doctor Who. I can respect Doctor Who. The Daleks are the dumbest, cheapest, lost in space, fucking leave them at home, drag them out of science fiction, they have no fucking place in the modern world, bad guy robots.
Oh no, a Dalek, quick, run upstairs.
Exactly. And if that doesn't work, they're like remote controlled.
They make it seem so more ferocious in the show.
Look,
yeah.
Take a power cord, put it on the ground. Walk away. It's like... shit.
Until they start flying.
Yeah, they fly now.
Yeah?
They've been flying.
Yeah, yeah, which that makes
you know
a little
what
bit
that
more
is?
Sense.
You know what that is? That's also fucking stupid.
Reason?
Reason? Lost in Space should have ended with Lost in Space.
Instead of a movie?
No, I love Robot from the movie. He's right up there.
Yeah.
I don't like Dalek from fucking anything, ever. I don't like him in Power Rangers. I don't like him in Doctor Who. I don't like him in movies. I don't like when they fucking roll on the ground. I don't like when they vacuum. I don't like when they zap. I don't like when they fall over. I don't like when they explode. I might like when they explode. And I don't like when they fly.
You did forgive a one feature the Daleks have.
What?
They can unclog your toilet because they have a plunger.
Oh, fucking God. Do you hear yourself?
I have never said the Daleks were badass. I
hate those fucking stupid things.
They look horrible.
They never looked good.
Those are the cheapest, saddest fucking thing in modern day science fiction I can think of.
We're going to get a lot of shit from Doctor Who fans, by the way. We're going to get a lot of shit.
Why? You three are Doctor Who.
I have nothing.
I can respect the fact that the Daleks look stupid.
I have nothing
There's
bad.
There's so many cooler villains in Doctor Who.
I'm more than fine with Doctor Who. I think it has a huge legacy. It has some interesting ideas behind it.
Some interesting villains.
Yes, it's had some interesting villains. But the Daleks are fucking stupid.
Why are they the main enemy of
the Daleks?
Time Lord?
May be more stupid than bees. Than no hand bee people. No hand bee people might actually be more practical than the Daleks.
There is a little alien that sits inside the suit.
There's a little bomb on the bee person.
The Daleks have bombs too.
Yeah,
I've seen them explode.
The bees can sting you with their hands. Shoot lasers. And fly. Oh, look. They're on fucking par.
Yeah.
Worst fucking Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Worst
Guess what?
Fucking Power Rangers.
Your bee can't unclog a toilet.
That's actually true. My bee cannot unclog a toilet.
We got a new Civil War. Doctor Who versus Power Rangers.
Civil War.
So, look, this guy's way
Let's get back to the topic.
I'm just going to sit in the middle with a trench coat being like, what are you buying?
I need some Haterade.
So there's this man
with
his
hat. This
thing is badass. Okay, next.
Next.
This thing is better than the...
Dude, that thing...
Oh, his bull is his dick.
That's a really neat sword, too.
Well, yeah, it's Adam.
Is it Adam?
Adam got the bull. Adam got the bull because he's the green.
Adam is the penis again.
He's the penis. Yes. Adam.
Again, dicking on Adam.
Man, we really did dick on Adam in the series.
Did he give the writers and stuff like such...
Adam was the dick guard.
Now he's the dick.
Then he went from the dick guard to being the dick to being the dick again.
In a minivan. He gets a minivan. Yeah. I think the minivan is one of the legs, isn't
minivan
it?
Minivan is coming up. We'll talk about the minivan.
We'll get to it later.
But look at this shit. Look at the line. I swear to God, if I'm the Blue Ranger, I'm like, guys, I'm doing pretty well. I am the chess piece. I sit above the bull dick. I am better in every way. I make this thing look cool.
So wait, who the fuck controls the Daleks then?
The Daleks' legs? I don't know now. Oh my God.
Probably just show up.
Okay.
I think if I remember
yellow and
right,
pink.
If I remember right, they are pulled by the bull.
You're right.
Yeah, listen to that. Not only did Adam get dicked and had to be the dick, he also had to tug around the two ladies.
Because for them moving was very impractical.
Yeah.
So
he had to carry
they
the
have wheels on the
he
fucking
had to,
bottom.
He had to carry
so they
the
could
ladies.
Drive. But fuck that, let's just pull them.
He had to carry the dumb Dalek ladies around so that they could actually be a part of the fight.
So Adam is, like, doing all the work.
Right.
And getting dicked on.
Right.
He pissed.
Once again, brings me back to the fact that the Daleks are fucking dumb because these are the two most useless fucking Zords in the whole show. They cannot function unless something else is moving them around.
Hey. Daleks can fight just fine.
Doesn't seem like it. Not when they fucking jump over to Power Rangers.
They didn't make the
Then they need Adam's help.
They didn't make the transition very well.
No, they didn't. They don't do crossovers though.
No, the crossovers they
don't
fail
cross
at.
Over well.
They need to stay in their own universe.
Please.
Next. You can't even
big bulky
even in the
drawing.
Even in the concept art, you can't make them look cool. It's
fucking dumb.
I'm sorry.
I'm still trying to look up that.
The legs are so terrible on this thing. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it makes the bull dick look cool.
That's a bunch of bull dick.
I think Adam pissed off somebody when he was doing these shows. He had to have. I think he said something with one of the writers or something. They're like, you know what? Fuck you. You're the dick now.
Next.
Well, considering the fact that he made it to so many different seasons, it wouldn't actually surprise me if everybody
it's
else
the keys.
Was like, I don't want it. I don't want it. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Those are the keys.
It. And he was like, fuck it. I'll do it.
Oh, those are the keys that the Gokaiger?
Yeah.
Yes.
Will use.
Yeah, that's awesome, actually, that somebody did that.
You do realize
that's
that.
That's pretty creative.
whatever Gokaiger Ranger gets the green, he's going to be like, oh, God, now I'm the dick.
Next.
Okay, that looks actually cool. That actually looks really cool.
That looks like a costume.
That's really
It's a statue.
I wonder if it is.
Yeah. I think it's a, is it a statue?
No, it could be at the one of the Morphicons. I don't I have no context
like
to the
cosplay
picture.
Costume.
Yeah, but I wonder if it's a display of the suit that was worn for the show.
Well, okay, that makes
actually ye 'cause
that makes the derpy
because it's also like standing helmet, next so. To other
that makes yeah. the derpy legs look slightly better.
Yeah, including the next one that we get to
next.
Go to.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, but that is completely awesome.
Kid, run.
Dude, if somebody was walking around like that, he'd be the best.
No. If somebody was walking around like that and you've seen it, you'd be like, your legs are stupid. Go back to Doctor Who.
Okay, well, so you wouldn't get as much respect from me.
I don't even want that to be a costume. I want that to be like a legit toy.
Jesus, dude.
Get that motherfucker. You could actually
you
assemble it and set it up in your fucking...
That toy would be even big for our standards. I'm 6 foot, and that thing would be
that
like...
That looks like it is a toy or figurine. Yeah.
Dude, that thing looks awesome.
Yeah, compared to that kid's probably like, I don't know, 3 foot. So
yeah,
it's
that thing.
About
five?
4.5 or 5, so yeah.
Next!
What the... Is it trying to fly?
Well, it does have the wings. I mean,
as a bug flies by,
it does have the phoenix wings. So, do you guys notice that the legs are not in the middle of the big blue feet? They're to the side.
Big fucking shocker!
Like, I'm just noticing.
Really?
That.
You mean to tell me that these legs are dumb? That they might be the worst part of this entire Zord? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
They are the worst. Because
that would be fucking shocking.
They are the worst part of the Zord, and that's saying something when you're the fucking dick. So,
I would rather...
Which it doesn't even have the dick piece on right now.
Yeah, there's no bull dick.
Oh my God.
His dick fell off.
Something knocked his bull dick off.
Getting dicked again, Adam. I
Lorena Bobbitt.
I feel so sorry for you, man.
Very confused.
Dude, unless,
next.
Like...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
you can put
multiple
heads. Multiple heads,
helmets,
yep.
Yeah.
The helmets would change. Ranger. The cockpit was really weird. It was like one dude sat in the middle, and then they were kind of around, and then the cockpit would kind of turn.
Okay, because there's the bull helmet.
The
front,
and whoever
the
was in the front,
helmet.
That's the helmet that would be
there's
on.
There's the lion yeah. helmet, and then there's your Dalek helmet.
And then each helmet had, like, a different ability.
You like your Dalek helmets at the bottom? The yellow and pink one? Because the top ones are cool. All the top ones are really cool. Right now, Bill is drinking tea,
but
he wishes it was whiskey.
Would you like me to Nancy Grace this shit for you? Because we can
oh,
do
shit,
it.
I have the power. I could Nancy Grace your ass for that comment.
Don't you ever Nancy Grace me. Don't you ever cut my mic. Don't you do it!
Next!
Okay, oh, this is cool because you can't see the legs.
He's going to finish you off.
There you go, Bill. This is like your favorite picture.
It actually might be.
This is.
It's got a cool finishing move.
And it has all the cool Zords in it.
It's got the weird torch sword.
Yep.
And the bull dick.
And the lion and the phoenix and no Daleks.
No Daleks. Next! Oh my gosh.
What the fuck is that?
What?
What the shit? What?
Is it carrying a lunchbox? No.
Boxing gloves?
Boxing gloves, it looks like.
Lunchbox gloves?
They look like...
Oh.
Okay. That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, it actually is. And you can't see the legs, so...
Next! Yeah, you notice they do that when they
and you can't see the legs. Look how cool that looks. Oh, you can't see the dick either.
But
next!
You can see the sword.
Basically, what we're trying to tell you is this. You look at all these Zords right here at the bottom that make up that. The lion is the coolest, so obviously it's in the middle. It's the chess piece. It's the coolest. The next coolest
is the bird.
I gave the bird and the bull the same thing. Yeah. So that's a toss-up. But regardless of how low we scored the bull and the phoenix, they're the best out of compared to the two Daleks. Now... And that's really hard to say because it's a dick. He's a dick. He's the penis of the Megazord.
You like that?
And he's the coolest. And he's one of the coolest parts to this
thing. Is that
the
coolest penis you've ever seen?
I was waiting for that one.
Is that, oh.
Probably.
Oh, yeah?
It's a bull.
You like that penis.
I don't really see too many penises.
Wait,
though,
you
so.
Like bull penis?
You like bull penis?
I know what you're trying to do.
Let me give this a try. Shane, you hate bulls, don't you?
Actually, bulls don't bother me.
Okay, you hate cows.
I eat cows.
You hate dogs.
He might got me there. I don't care for dogs.
You hate cats.
I know, I actually like cats.
You hate cocks.
Yes.
Damn, it didn't work.
Oh! Yeah, try to fool me. I've fallen for that shit before. Gotten smarter over the years.
Oh, yeah? Yeah?
Have you?
Oh, next!
Yeah. And
somebody's sniping him.
It's kind of what it looks like.
Need to shoot at his legs. Next!
And we're back.
No, not quite.
No, I thought we were.
It looks like they're trying to measure him or something.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on with this picture. That's weird.
He might be one of the smaller Megazords.
Next!
And we're back.
Yeah, now we're back.
Okay. We're done with that guy.
So, Bill.
Might be like a 3.8. I mean, there are things that hold him back, most likely his legs. But, I mean, you know, otherwise he's pretty good.
3.5.
Yeah, I'm going 3.5.
3.
3.5, and I'm still trying to find that goddamn thing.
3.46.
3.46.
Not bad, not bad.
Buster O'Ranger Robo? Buster. Now, this is exactly what I was talking about, where the guy...
The punchy dude?
Yeah, the punchy dude puts his arms...
Yep.
See, he lines up and goes across his back, and then his arms turn backwards and become cannons
for this robot. So the other guy's facing the other way.
Yes.
So it's almost like he's got a person watching his back.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
Like how you zoom in.
See, there's his dumb legs that you were talking about.
Yep, and they hook
and
up.
They connected to dumber legs.
The helmet itself changes too.
Yeah, the helmet does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The helmet looks really cool. This thing does look awesome.
Next.
Oh, that concept art makes it look like a badass.
Yeah.
Especially the gun.
Okay, what is that?
All right, so I found it. It looks more from that one picture, that one leg. Actually, even this picture right here that we've got. If you look at that, the little gold spots actually make it look like Arahabaki from the Shin Megami Tensei series, which is also a ancient Japanese aboriginal god since the Kofun period.
What's it look like?
Huh.
Let me see that picture.
I wonder if that has some form of a legitimacy, because the thing does look... I mean,
okay, it does.
I've seen that before.
And I'm curious if maybe there's a legitimate reason for that. You
oh,
know
my
what I mean?
God.
Because sometimes these are based on gods and mythological things. Well,
maybe,
but then it's Japanese.
Yeah.
See, I knew I had a thing that would made it not as
okay.
Phallic,
and
so,
then I'm noticing.
Bam,
then notice.
Saved
okay.
It.
Then look at the right leg.
Yeah, it's not saved. I'm sorry.
Look at the right leg. Just below the
gold band.
Yes,
the
it looks like a tiki guy. Yes,
thing.
Eastern Island head.
Yeah,
yes.
It is. It's an Eastern Island head.
So you've got your what's that called again?
It's the Arahabaki.
An Arahabaki and a Eastern Island head. So maybe our Daleks are not Daleks, but they're now maybe they're cooler.
<Bill's smirking>.
He's smiling because just because you're trying to save it doesn't mean it's saved.
Think about this way.
Exterminate!
No. Think about this way. The right leg, a weird version of Omek.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
In the shrine to the green bull penis.
So those beings, I hope those fucking putty bees sting the shit out of these Daleks.
We just
you're going to need a hell of a lot of them.
We just talked about how they're not Daleks anymore.
You think so? You think you saved them?
I tried.
Next.
Okay, the toy
looks crap. That toy is bulky as shit.
Damn, look at that thing.
Well, it's two.
I know.
Two in one, so.
Next.
Ooh.
Next! Oh my god, I have another Doctor Who reference, but I'm gonna leave it alone.
Oh, there's the back and side view of it, which is...
Yeah.
Yeah, see, because there's his chest.
Oh my god, that thing in the back has no head. He can't watch his back! He's got no head!
Yeah, because I think his head is here.
Right here, yeah, his head's right there, yep.
Next.
I don't think this thing looks terrible. The cannons make it, like, look even better, to my
Next.
Opinion. There's a lot of different colors. You know, you got red, blue, green, and in Bill's case, shit. So.
Next!
And then,
I think we're back?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Back. Yeah, that was it.
Back. Okay.
So, Bill, once again, start us off.
Oh,
fantastic.
Okay. No, here's the thing. I don't think that he looks bad.
No, he doesn't.
But, as I've been grading also on the practicality of said Zords...
The thing can't move with the shit. We got it.
I don't think he would be able to move at all, because there's a dude standing backwards. Think of how your knees move. That's how the robot's knees move.
Unless there's wheels under their feet.
So now, there is, because there's stupid Dalek wheels. But you got one dude and another dude, both of them standing back to back. One dude's arms are twisted all the way back to be cannons. What if the monster was to, I don't know, step to the right?
Or lazily move to the left?
Right.
Or attack from behind?
This thing is fucked.
Exactly.
This thing bases...
He's like, shit, disengage!
This
disengage!
Thing puts all the cards on the table for that one
shot.
One
attack. And if he doesn't get it...
It's fucked.
Right. I don't see that there's actually any kind of practicality.
To be fair, this thing always wins, usually, because the monsters are stupid.
Right.
It's playing that game. You're dumb. You're going to stand there while I shoot you, but God for hope to God you don't dodge, because I'm screwed.
It's the Austin Powers syndrome for things, where they're just like, no! 5 minutes later, no!
Get out of the way!
Right! So, man, I'm probably at like a 2.8. It really drops my score.
It gets a 3.2 because at least the cannons are cool.
I'm going with a 3.2.
I'm going 3.
You know what? I'll make this simple. I'll say a 2.8, so when it gets an even 3. Yes. Fuck basic math. Three. I'm lazy today.
King Pyramid!
5.
Wow, that toy sucks.
My God.
That looks like ass.
I don't know. That what happened?
That's its pyramid form.
That looks like somebody took, like, Play-Doh or clay and shoved it into, like...
It looks like one of those McDonald's transforming foods.
I don't think that's the actual toy.
Let's go past this.
It looks painted.
Let's see if we can recover.
See, that's the actual toy.
Yeah.
That's much better.
Top-down view.
Man, you're so fat.
Yeah, he's essentially... Yeah.
So fat.
Next. See, that's the actual toy. It is a big, crazy, rolling pyramid.
Much better than what we saw. It's
with fingers.
Yeah.
Pyramid with fingers.
Next.
I'm coming to get you.
This is what it looks like.
I'm coming to get you with my little grabby hands. Oh, yeah, I'm going to diddle you in the sand.
Oh, my.
I need an adult.
Next.
I am an adult.
No, you're
oh,
a
wow, this is really...
This is solid gold.
Next.
No,
that
is solid
gold.
There you go.
That thing looks awesome. Oh, man.
Next.
Wait.
Wow, that's the same size as the Megazord.
Yeah, the same height.
In the show, I do not believe that this toy is anything close to accurate because... If I remember right, in the show, the pyramid was so big that every single Zord could fit inside of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were right.
Next.
It's basically a gigantic transporter with fingers.
Next.
And we're back to that crap.
Back. Whatever that thing is.
All right, Bill.
Man.
What about the basic form of the King Pyramid?
Okay, you guys go. You guys... Go. I gotta fight my nostalgia here for a minute.
I'm giving it a 1 for the basic form, because it's a fucking pyramid. That's it. It's a pyramid.
It's a fucking pyramid.
Probably a lot of slaves died making that pyramid.
In space.
In space. Space slaves.
Oh, you mean kind of like the mission that we
like
all just got done doing
in TSA? Like many
Bonfins
died for that information. Many space slaves died to make this giant space pyramid. It's one.
I'm going to give it a 1.5.
1.5.
Seth Mance.
I'm waiting on a bill.
Man, I hate. Oh, man.
It's a fucking pyramid, Bill.
I know, but...
No. It's a fucking pyramid, Bill. It's a sword that's a pyramid. How practical is it?
Since it's a Death Star in the show, and it flies through space, and somehow it does move awfully fast, and it shoots that big, giant, electrical gold beam thing,
and
every Zord can actually fit inside of it. It can fall on top of an enemy, and it actually has more defense than... It's kind of like the big Tor of the show.
Yeah, kind
of. That's what it was. Tor wasn't practical, but we liked it when he fell on enemies.
Because he was a big turtle.
Because he's a big turtle.
Crush him to death.
Mm-hmm.
These pictures... did no justice to my favorite
why
friggin'
so far
thing in
everybody
the show.
Giving
but
it
it's
a low
just
rating.
The first form.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's base form, Bill. Right now it's just a fucking pyramid.
It's breaking my heart, but I gotta give it a 1 on the pictures I've seen.
Yes!
I don't want to do that.
No.
It got a 2.
Wow, well, even...
It still got a fucking 2.
Still better than the first...
What did you give it?
5. Fuck you, gonna ride that nostalgia boat, motherfucker. I yelled it at the start. You guys were like, pyramid. I said, fine, 5. Fuck you.
Okay, carrier formation of the King Pyramid.
Yep, King Pyramid carrier formation. Yeah, you're right. Okay, bam. There we go. See?
See, that looks cool.
And
fucking
it has changed.
Pyramid.
It has changed some, so.
All right. So... am I to believe that the Falcon is now like a giant particle cannon thingy? Because it really looks like that's supposed to become a giant particle cannon and the red punchy guy is supposed to be manning it. That or the Phoenix is about to shit all over that dude's
yeah,
face.
Yeah, I was about to say, that dude's just staring up in the bird's asshole. That's all
I
that
seen,
looks like.
Didn't, like, oh man, I oh. barely, there's only so much I remember about this, but I remember when everybody was on the pyramid, they could fire like this crazy amount of attack.
You seen what I'm saying?
And then I want to say, wasn't there something like, couldn't that laser charge the bird and then they would throw the bird or it would like fly through an enemy or something?
I think something like that. I don't know. It's been too long.
Phoenix from the other show, the Firebird did that. Where you
well, I know where that dude would shoot it from his wrist. But
sure
I thought I remembered something. I could be very wrong.
Look at this. Not only is Adam's Taurus pulling the Daleks, the lion is also chained to him.
Yeah.
Both animals must pull the Daleks.
So stupid. Next. Yes.
That toy looks pretty sweet.
Oh, I would have gotten a lot of enjoyment out of this toy.
I would have played with that.
Next.
You going to play with it, huh?
Next.
Shut up.
Why is it on a rainbow?
Because I don't know where these pictures came from, but they definitely didn't come from the show.
Is it?
Don't you know that's Rainbow Road?
Rainbow Road?
Yeah.
That's an impractical... fucking cart in Mario Kart, okay? You are not winning.
Best
with...
get out my way.
Yeah.
You'll kill everybody, but how slow are you going to be moving?
Don't matter. You're all, after I blow you up even one time, you're stuck behind me and I take up the whole road.
Yeah.
Get the fuck away.
You best start throwing lightning so I become a normal
turtle
size
shells?
Cart.
Psh, bitch, get that shit out of here. Ain't got no time for no turtle shell. Bullet Bill? Get out of here!
Wait, we got the Zio racing. Okay, so this is possible.
Next.
Yeah, but this wasn't on the Zeo Racer.
Oh. Mm.
You use their fucking motorcycle.
Now, these are the original toys.
In the fucking Zeo
What you're looking at right here.
Trust me, it was
Next.
My game.
Now, these, if I'm not mistaken, these might be from the Legacy, because they actually have the real chains, and the chains were added to the Legacy.
Okay.
So, if I'm not mistaken, these are actually from the Legacy Collections.
All right.
So, this guy's done.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, he's done.
What do we got here?
He gets a 4 because it's cool now. He's not just a fucking pyramid.
Yeah, he just kind of just lays there now.
No, because now he carries everything into battle in glorious golden stuff. I don't fucking know.
Well, I got to drop him because there's Daleks on him, so he gets a 4.5.
Oh, no. Oh, man. He's right.
I got to give it a 4.5 because he has Daleks.
Okay. Oh, man. Stop reminding me of bad shit with the characters I like. First, they had crappy toy pictures, maybe drop a score horrifically. Then he got the fucking Daleks on him.
3.
He's a 4.
He really
he actually
to give it
is.
A 5.
He's a 4. That's the exact score.
And as I said many moons ago, Bill, in an old skit that we did, good, good.
It's not good!
It's not fucking good.
I know.
Now leave it down!
It's great.
King Pyramid Battle Formation.
All right, let's see what this dude's like now.
The toy better not piss me off.
It's gonna piss you off so bad.
Oh, my
He's
God.
He's so fat!
Damn it!
Dude, somebody opened up his stomach.
So this thing's gonna get a 1 so far.
That sounds like a next to me.
Bill's reaction was the best.
Oh, Jesus. I'm gonna go into the corner and not die.
He has a cool hat. On his little bitty head.
It doesn't save him. It doesn't save
Shut
him.
Shut up! Next. Oh, that looks much better.
Oh, look at that.
That looks just
no.
as bad.
That looks better, damn it!
Hey, you want to know what that looks like to me?
Oh, no.
A really, really fat Pikachu.
I don't see
Color-wise.
It.
No. Really? No.
No, I don't see
other
it.
Things
no.
we can utilize.
Yes, there are billions of other things that
like,
can be
I could,
used.
I could be like... Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man if he was made out of cornbread instead. And that would be a better representation of this.
I like that one.
I see the staff image coming from his...
From his, now his new crotch guard that was in his chest?
Yeah. I guess the inner part of it,
I think that's because this one has fused with the arm punchy guy. Because notice the cannons
yeah,
at
the
top? Yeah,
the cannons on top now.
It's just,
what you
it's
looking,
like...
What you looking up, Bill? Trying to make
God,
the thing
just,
look cool? Trying to find
I just
any...
I can't think of anything else to say.
Trying to do, Bill.
Sandcrawler!
There we go!
Really?
Oh,
it took
okay.
you that long to
look
say
Look at him!
It's like if a Sandcrawler was a Transformer.
Oh, my... It is a sandcrawler.
He's a fucking sandcrawler.
Yeah, it is a sandcrawler.
Huh.
Yeah.
It still doesn't make it any better.
It does make it better, goddammit.
It's better than Daleks. Oh, wait, but we tried to improve the Daleks. Oh, look!
No. Okay, no.
No!
Omek,
I did say, that it was a mythical creature thing, and I did say that does look like thing from Easter Island. But still look like a Dalek. Sorry, I'm hating. And I'm sorry that I'm going to drop the hypocrisy like a motherfucker in here, because this is cool, damn it!
Hypocrisy, brought to you by Bill.
Next! Yes! Filled with yes, damn it!
Not so much.
No.
Kiss my ass.
You're trying so hard!
I have to!
Yeah, but we also have to move on because there's like 6 more Zoids
Next.
Or something.
Shut up.
Look,
this
see, there he is from the show.
That we have to get to.
In
see,
the show,
he's
in school.
Fucking hour.
See, what you didn't know is now we're from Brooklyn.
Ho.
Shut up, Walken. That's my job.
I don't care. This is fucking cool.
He does look cool in the show,
damn
yes.
It.
He didn't
next
transfer well to toy.
Oh, you bitches.
Just no, Bill.
Oh, look, the Daleks come out from behind.
Oh, you fucking bitch!
He shits out Daleks!
Yes! Yes!
Oh! Bill looks defeated.
Oh, oh, this justice is so good. Hypocrisy.
Next.
Oh God.
Box, that's pretty cool.
Dog still come out of its ass.
Next. Oh, it just keeps getting worse. Oh, you shut the fuck up.
There's no saving this guy.
Kiss my ass. Oh, my God. Next.
Yeah, we're back. We're back.
Yeah, I think we are. I think we're back. Yes.
Yep. So, Bill.
Y'all is gonna drag this motherfucker down, so I'm fucking doing that's it. I get a five a show, and he got it.
.001.
He's a dick. What?
Sorry, it's the only way to keep you honest.
.5.
Oh, you bitch!
That's right.
What you got, Scotty?
What, Scott? You can't read it over a 3 and you know it.
Actually, that's the thing. 3.
Oh, that's fine. Well,
it's going to help him.
Still pulling the average
it's
gonna down.
Happen. It's going to help him.
Come on, Seth. Don't be a
fuck you, cocksuckers. 5!
Yes!
Okay, then at that point, I'm going to change my score.
Nope. Too fucking late, cocksucker.
At 6-0.
This guy got a 2.7.
It's
eat a
still
bag of
under
dicks.
3. Still under 3.
That's fine. You're just being a hating cunt. 7.
You fucked him.
I'm not the only one, motherfucker.
I fucked him the most, Bill.
He didn't give it a low score.
Regardless, we're at a fucking hour and we still have like 12 more to go through.
So fucking assy. I was hoping he would make the countdown.
Can we just do a two-parter for this then?
No.
Red blocker?
Red blocker.
Now these are the ones that are shaped as the shapes one.
Oh, yeah, the shapes, yeah.
That's the star.
Next.
With a jetpack. Hey, look. Stars. Next.
Stars. No, this isn't goddamn Raccoon City.
Next.
I think, is he done already?
Arrowhead. Why?
Next.
Why has he got an arrowhead?
That doesn't
Jane, what does that
cool
say?
I'm better than the last one.
Next.
Bitch! I'll give you that. That was, kinda,
fucking
that was
bitch
decent timing. I'll give you that. That's that good comedic timing. All right. Okay.
Fucking... fucking right, killing
so,
me.
So, red blocker.
On, okay,
red
Bill, give it a rating. It's a star.
It's a star.
2.
Starman.
2.
Yeah, 2.
1.5.
I agree with you on this. I give it a 2. It's nothing special. It's a star.
What you got?
I give it a 2.
No, Scott, what do you got?
You
3. 3? Okay, but 5 and a 2. 2.1.
Oh, it's a square.
I still say you guys need to do a
going green blocker.
It's a square. Oh my God, Adam, you got boned again.
Hey, you remember that .001 that I gave that last guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mine. I don't even want to see the rest of it. It's a .001.
This guy. Look at this fucking guy.
I know. He's such a square.
If you rate this
I can't
guy
I can't see
pyramid,
this guy. You should hit a next.
I'm gonna be fucking pissed. Don't even fucking smile. It ain't a joke no more. It's fucking as dumb as goddamn putty be?
That is a result of drugs.
I don't.
That is a result of something.
Next.
On drugs.
Oh, it looks better in this picture.
Holy shit, the toy fucked this dude.
Yes.
The toy fucked this dude hard.
I'm still not changing my score.
He hit that diet real
fast. Next.
Yeah, I suck.
Dumb looking motherfucker. Next.
That's it.
Hey, we're
oh
done.
Oh, my God.
One.
Well, I gave the pyramid a 0.5.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
So, yeah, 0.6.
Yeah!
Fucking bitch.
What? What? Shitting on your childhood.
Oh, my God. You really are. You really are. So hard.
What do you got, Scott?
Let's fucking look at this guy.
Zero.
Damn, you think this guy's worse than the first thing, or the first monstrosity we saw?
No, that would make him equal to the first monstrosity we saw.
Remember,
it would have to be negative to be worse.
The actual picture and what it actually is in the show does not look like that.
Yeah, yeah, go to the next
picture. Go to the next one.
And then
that's what it actually looks like in the show.
Yeah.
It's not that big, bulky piece of shit that the toy makes it out to be. That's why I get to 0.6.
What you got, Bill Guy? Shaking your head is not a fucking score.
Give this guy a fucking 0.3. This guy sucks a dick.
That was the green blocker.
0.38.
Oh, triangle.
So now we got blue blocker.
Yeah, blue blocker.
Oh, look, a triangle. Next.
Actually, that looks cool.
Actually, that
looks badass.
That looks like Gemini Man.
Yeah.
This dude is already getting a better score
you
than
notice?
Most of the other
you
stuff.
You notice something this time around? It's the Blue Ranger that's coming up. He had the cool lion.
Because Rocky went from being worthless as the red one to actually moving into his own
as
when
blue.
They gave him a show where he didn't have to follow Jason.
They gave trash.
But then they brought Jason back into the
Rocky
show and just kind of
cooler
foreshadowed.
Shit. Yeah. And Adam was a much cooler character, and they shit all over him, giving him bulky squares.
Next.
And minivans. And
ooh. Oh, look, that toy helps him out a lot, doesn't
the
it?
The toy's not going to help any of these out. We need to take that out of the equation.
No.
Not going to help it.
Didn't take it out of the equation with my pyramid.
Yeah.
And it didn't take it out for the Shogun stuff.
It's still going to get a higher rating than
your
fucking pyramid.
I don't care. You didn't take my toy. No. The toys, if the toy, not a single toy picture had appeared where the pyramid was, if it all would have been from the show, the pyramid would have been cool. You included the toys. This guy looks dumb as shit.
He has tiny arms. Look at the tiny arms.
Yeah, and look, they can't move either. Look, his fucking triangle is in the way. He can't move his arms up.
He can only move them back and side to side.
And he has no weapons, so at least the pyramid could shoot lasers.
Looks much better. That looks a lot better. And look where the arms are located.
I don't know, I might have to grade on that toy.
Next.
Oh,
next.
Oh, don't be a hater.
I'm being a hater.
This says stop being a hater.
I'm doing it. I gotta hate. I gotta hate. The pyramid didn't get cool pictures. Somebody screwed my pyramid.
Who got the pictures?
I only found what I could get, so.
Hey, there you go.
Hey.
You should have found your own damn cool pictures.
I should have. At least for him.
Hey, this gets a 2 because he's the better one.
Yeah.
But it's not done yet, so.
Next.
Okay,
now we're done. This guy gets a 2.8 because Bill brought up the fact that he looks kind of like Gemini Man. The toy still 2. Sucks.
2.5, I'm going to change it then.
2.
Yeah, I forgot that. Yeah, Gemini Man.
You giving it a 2?
Yeah, I got a 2.
Okay. What you got, Scotty?
2.5.
One for each color.
2.18.
2.18?
Okay. Yep.
Yellow blocker.
This is the lines.
It looks like two. It literally looks like a pill capsule thing.
Two pills.
Like a 2-pack of Tylenol.
So, Bill.
Take 2 of these and call me after you're done.
Square's looking pretty good now, isn't he?
Pills here.
Next. Pills here.
I don't know. Because I actually think they go together. See, after you eat whatever horrible food is in that takeout container, you may need these pills.
Because you don't want to wind up shitting out Daleks.
Oh, you bitch!
Yes!
You bitch!
Yes! Be turned upon, bitch!
On
next.
Fire!
No fist bump for you.
Oh,
he wanted a fist bump.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Yes,
oh,
that's
man,
a good
look
toy.
At that toy. Oh.
That is a good toy.
It looks like the Yellow Ranger is trapped in a machine.
At least his arms move.
Don't be hating on the blue.
Just did.
Oh, don't be like that.
Did it. Next.
Nope. Okay, this thing gets a fucking 0.5. It's absolute ass.
I'll agree. 0.5.
Oh, and because I gave the other one a 0.6, that makes this one the worst one so far in my book.
Yeah. That one looks like a fucking blister pack for allergy pill.
One. We made that reference, actually.
Yeah.
What'd
next.
You give it? One?
One.
What do you got?
0.5.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm the same.
So far, this is...
It got a 0.6 altogether.
Oh, we're pink blocker, and it starts with a toy picture, and it's going to be great.
Come on, let's see. Oh.
Yes!
Oh, yeah!
Yes!
Look
oh,
at
you! Ya!
He's popping off all that good shit a second ago.
So, we have... I had it in my head, and it's gone because it's just
it
so bad.
Can I just say, what the fuck is this?
It's a toy with a big circle bomb thing on it.
Open one of those fucking, what is it, the fucking bubble tape. They took the bubble tape containers and split it open just enough and put a bunch of, like, robot pieces around it.
It
like, it's my new
like,
toy!
It literally looks like somebody took, like, the Pink Ranger action figure, chopped off the head, and put it on that fucking monstrosity, whatever the fuck that is.
It looks like one of those lights that you push in.
Yeah! Yeah.
Buzzer?
Yeah.
Like a buzzer? Like
oh,
a buzzer light?
Buzzer work too.
Yeah, or like,
a buzzer.
Like a
buzzer.
But yeah, an LED push light. But it
don't even look like next!
Oh,
what it actually
yes,
looks like.
Yes!
That's so good!
It looks like a pregnant
look at
next.
It! Next! What just happened?
Is it?
Did we
is
only
it
have
done?
Two images? What just
no,
happened?
No, there's a different no. image.
Well, this one still sucks. Next!
Next!
Hey!
And there it is in the show.
There's an explosion! It still sucks!
Next!
Oh, look at me! I'm so cool! Not!
Next!
Hey, look, we're done.
What do you got, Bill?
One! Moving on!
Point two, moving on.
Damn, you hating on that pink one?
Yeah, the pink one sucks.
Why? Does kind of suck. Give it a 0.3.
How about a point?
Do I have a 0.4?
Yeah. Do we have a 0.4?
Do we have a 0.4? Do I have a 0.4?
0.4. 0.4. 0.3 going once. 0.3 going two.
One. Holy shit. We really upped the ante on that.
What do you got, Seth?
Well, fuck, then I best drop my shit then. How about another 0.1?
Hey.
So what's it got?
You are the worst thing.
Or, whoops, not
other than
three,
the zeros. Okay, now you're cool.
A 0.34.
What we got here, Bill?
Chowju Gahai O Blocker?
You kind of look, you look cool.
This dude looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, he does.
Once again... How do derp become awesome?
Because those robots, they have to have certain dimensions in order to form into the last thing, and that's
yeah.
all they're considering.
Hey.
Yep.
It happened to the Shogun.
Yeah.
Look here.
Yeah.
But it looks cool when it's
look at this.
Fully formed.
Look at this. Adam didn't get boned as much. He's not the cock. Rocky's
the
cock.
No, he got the fucking carry-out box.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Yay.
Yeah,
he's part of the way.
Carry out box that become the kneecaps.
Yeah.
He's the shin guards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh, shit. Rocky's the dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He became the dick.
Rocky became the dick.
He actually was a dick.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
yeah but now he truly
but
is.
It took this long to make him the dick.
Next.
Next.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's
ooh, that is
fucking
really sweet.
Why couldn't it look like that?
Yeah, it doesn't look like that.
That
the show's not even fucking
because
close.
The toy can't look like that,
no
sadly.
No shit.
I mean, it's a Gundam. That's a legit Gundam right there.
Yeah, it does. It
yeah.
looks like it fits
yeah,
in the Gundam
yeah.
series when they did that.
Oh, my God. We're teasing
next.
The crossover stuff.
Next.
Is that the one from the show?
Yes, that's from
yeah,
the show.
That show.
That doesn't look bad.
really doesn't. Even in the show, it doesn't look bad. I like the fact that it's actually got, like, missile rockets on the back. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Next.
Oh, CG.
That's neat, CG.
That is awesome.
I actually kind of like the fact on the CG that it looks like the paint is all scuffed. Like
it is, yeah. Battle. That's what it looks like. It just got fighting, so it's all scuffed up and shit. I like how it's standing on the next to the building and it has that reflection.
You scratched my fucking paint job, asshole!
Next.
And we're back.
Done with that guy.
I'm going to give it a 3.5.
I'm going to go 4. Oh, Shane might like this next one.
Bill, it's on you.
Okay, the dude we were just looking at, he gets a 3.5. He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The dude we're about to look at,
3.6.
I think is actually the worst Zord that this show had.
This is Tackle Boy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Tackle, like I'm going to tackle.
Yeah, he was a weapon. I had the toy for this.
He's a fucking tire yo-yo.
In Japan, he's based off a football player.
Yeah.
But he's shaped like a tire.
Don't you smile about him being a football player. Look at him. You didn't smile about how cool the pyramid was, even though he looked...
Because it didn't look cool.
This dude is...
He doesn't either.
This is the figure, though.
This dude is stupid.
This is the figure? Okay, all the toys are bad, so...
Well, no, I actually had this toy, and I didn't mind this toy, because it always made, like... I had one where the wheel came off, so I would always, like, use it as a prop. Like, have my superheroes fight and pick this toy up and be like, fuck you, throw a wheel at your face. So I kind of enjoyed the toy for shit like that, but
Yeah, next.
Still poopy.
Yes, it's poopy. Next.
Oh. Hey, look, it's a combination of,
that makes
it's a combination of Fireman. Fireman, Airman, and Gutsman.
Yep.
Oh, that looks shitty. That looks cool.
But anime style.
Next.
Come on, Bill. That looked cool.
And this is the actual show.
Oh, look at that. Look how cool that looks. Oh, you said you're going to get such a high score.
Next.
Oh, look at that. It's so neat. Oh.
Next.
Oh, look at his face. Look how sad he is.
Look how sad Bill, he is. Bill, are you going to do the zoom in thing for us? Is that what you're
keep
doing?
Going into its eyes.
It's a super sad robot.
Please rate me high.
Please kill me.
Please rate me high.
I think we're done.
Another box.
That is another figure.
Oh, it's still shitty. Next.
That's a rendition, and that looks cool.
That rendition makes it look kind of cool. He actually looks more like a football player.
Looks like he has scoop for feet.
Now he just sucks because he's got scoop feet. Next.
Gotta shovel while you walk.
That's right. That's right. I like this guy.
Next.
And we're
now we're back.
That's back to the beginning.
So, Bill.
Point one.
Okay, point one. What do you got, Bill?
Yeah, I got the big point one.
This series has got the...
There was something about this guy that I did not like. Every time they called on him, I was just like, oh, get over this guy. I hated him.
What are you giving him?
I'm giving it a 2 because it does look bad, but it does also look useful.
As what? I mean, I guess they used him as a weapon.
You can throw his ass.
He could be a spare tire for the giant pyramid that hauls the Daleks.
The Daleks' wheels go out. He gets a spare.
I guess that gives him a purpose.
For making the Daleks functional.
Until they run over a power cord.
No.
Or come across a rock on the
ground. Not this kind of tire. It's going to go right over it.
No.
That's right. Daleks. What do you got?
Oh, I didn't even realize we're on me. 1.5.
I'm going to give it a 2.1. That's right.
So what are the...
1.16.
Football!
Tire guy. All right, now for the...
Who was the best? Who won?
Ooh.
Wasn't it the first combination Zords? The very first Megazords that combined with the doll-like legs?
Fuck. Oh, wait.
I think they were the winners.
Is it three?
Oh,
is it first mom?
I think they are.
Shit, no idea. My history doesn't go that far back, so I can't tell you. My calculator only tells me, like, so many inputs.
Well, implant whatever character one right here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. It was that one.
So here we go. Ready for our finish of show picks?
Yep. The
compilation of things.
The group
stuff.
Photo?
That is their normal guy who can become a robo-sized guy.
Where's that guy? Where was that guy at?
You remember how Ninjor is?
Yeah.
That's what that guy is.
Yeah, that's what that guy is. He's kind of like Ninjor.
No, we didn't. We counted
him for the season talk that's coming up.
Yeah.
So we're going to be mentioning him a lot when we talk season three.
We rated him for the costumes.
He showed up in one of the group pictures,
look at this.
I
think. Look at
and
this.
He was in the costume reviews.
Look
yeah.
This. Look at all these guys together. Yeah, I know. The retard in the back.
He looks cool. Look at him. Look at him in a picture where he looks cool, goddammit.
Bill, I'm noticing you're taking this personally, and you never usually do when I rate stuff. What's going on with
that? Because usually you're not being a cocksucker any more than you're usually sucking cock.
He kind of has a point. Everybody's hating. Look at him.
You guys hate on my shit all the fucking time.
No.
I finally do it, and you're going to get on my ass? You guys
last,
can go put a bullet
no,
in your
the
fucking
last
head.
Show we did, the last
Fuck
show we
you
did.
I already want to do
show.
That. Why are you telling me to do something I want to do?
We did a show where Tor...
You forget I have
depression. Tor stood with the other Tors. No, Tor stood with the other toys, and everybody said, he's so big, he's so cool. And all he was a big, fat green thing. This is a big, fat gold thing. Looks cool. It's way bigger than the other Zords. Shoots a laser.
Bigger doesn't always mean better.
I wasn't here for that one.
It's
so.
Bigger than an Ultimate Daizujin, and you were all fucking rock hard shooting your dick everywhere, being like, yeah, Ultimate Daizujin. Eat a bag of dicks.
He looks cool.
No, he don't.
I don't care.
No, he looks like a piece
looks
of shit.
Cool.
It looks like garbage.
It looks better than your fucking face.
Next.
Oh, somebody's butt hurt that I picked on his pyramid.
Look how cool they look.
Guys. So the star guy just lost power to the fluorescent light that's supposed to power his star.
Just call maintenance.
Yeah. Scruffy the janitor just needs to change a light bulb.
Oh, yeah!
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
I think I can't bend over
and pick you up. I got Daleks for kneecaps.
It's true, I can't help.
Can't even walk upstairs.
Quick! Grab the horns of my bull cock.
I think I'd rather stay on the ground.
Yeah, true. Oh, it's the guy that...
Who the fuck are you? Oh,
looks like he's about to punch that face pretty hard.
I told you not to come up behind me, damn it.
Next. See, these toys are sweet as shit. Just not the one on the right so much as the one on the left. Next.
Thing of all.
Exterminate.
Decent. Okay. All right. Shit. Yeah, kind of all right. Fairly decent, and then all right.
Next.
That's from up across to bottom across.
Yeah.
With our powers combined, we become something that doesn't suck.
That's true. It's kind of true, yeah.
Next.
Oh, the pyramid stuff.
Toon Disney.
No wonder why I hate it. It makes perfect sense
the
now.
The three forms.
Oh, thing looks so terrible.
Next.
It sucks so bad.
It does not. No, why?
No, fuck
why
you.
Why does it suck so bad? Why? Really?
He's got to explain himself.
No, I do. I actually do want an explanation because all this time, all these years, we've talked about this thing, and every time we bring it up, both me and you talk about how awesome it was when he would kind of roll out, and then like he would shoot the lasers and the ground would tear up and he would fly through space and he was all ridiculous and awesome. And every time we've talked about him, you've had nothing but good to say, and now tonight,
you
got
see
nothing
one
but
fucking
dogging him.
And you're like, this guy sucks ass.
Maybe it's... I don't understand. He looks fine. All these other damn Zords he's fine, damn it.
You just broke Bill. Bill can't speak for once.
Just killing me here.
That was the Goldenite.
Goldenite? Goldenite?
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Good. Yeah.
He's awesome.
Needs more Daleks, but... More is better.
Hit next.
Is that what this is?
No.
Is that what this really
right
is? Is it because you lately you found yourself a new fandom and I attacked it first thing in the fucking episode and
Bill, come on, I would never do that.
No?
Right.
You wouldn't hold a grudge like that? You wouldn't attack
I believe
my
that's when Michelle turns purple and smells of rainbow sherbet.
Never would do that.
Fucking hater. Next. Oh shit, look!
Look at all this.
There
stuff.
He is, all that lightning and shit. Standing there.
Yeah, those.
Bigger than everybody.
Two lines of lightning makes it look cool. Next.
Bitch. We can't go next. I think that's all of
it.
Is that
the
all
last
them?
Picture of the show. That's
yeah.
it. We finished.
Yeah, so
we finished
you.
With this image. And the coolest, one of the cool, this whole image is fucking sweet, actually.
I will
but,
admit, yeah, this
but,
is a cool
yes,
image.
But yeah,
this
yeah take that pyramid out. Yeah, take
any,
it out.
Anybody who's watching
cool.
this off the YouTube,
I can barely
pause
see him, so.
It, pull the thing away, and then take like a screen cap. Like full screen it on your computer, or just
yeah, this
do
thing,
a screen grab from your phone. Like this is definitely a background picture.
These Rangers got boned to begin with, okay?
Well,
none of these Zords were top tier. Were like what we've seen before. None
no,
of these
they
mother-
weren't.
No.
So
because we've definitely seen way more.
Whether or not
hardcore,
I'm giving
still.
You a hard time over your pyramid or whatnot, overall they did not do well. Okay, they don't have that many good Zords. Okay.
I'm gonna give him a four.
Oh my god! Oh my! Why don't you change your tampon,
bitch? Oh shit! Listen to him. He just
drop
fucking
the mic on that shit. Oh,
listen here, Shane. I gotta hear no shit from you. You're mad because this is the first fucking episode ever that Dolph Lundgren has yet to make an appearance.
God
damn
it.
Oh shit!
I thought Shane was just mad because his ass is old.
Why did the Dolph have to show up?
Because the Dolph always needs to show up.
No, he doesn't.
I'm gonna get so much hate for this question, but who is the Dolph?
I think we need to end this now.
This episode is over.
That just killed
it for me. Broke my fucking soul. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.